Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Cindy Beyer. How are you, Cindy?
I'm great, Robert. It's great to see you today.
And Cindy is the president and CEO of Brookdale Senior Living. This is one of the largest operators nationally and a leader in over 40 states, over 700 locations. Talk about what Brookdale Senior Living is to you as CEO.
So to me, Brookdale is a business about people taking care of people. We help America's seniors age better and make the challenges of aging easier to bear. Our business is at the intersection of healthcare, hospitality, and real estate. We are everything from independent living to assisted living to memory care to home health and hospice, as well as some skilled nursing.
And you call yourself a learning organization, actually. I thought that's very interesting.
It's critical that we are a learning organization because of the challenges of the pandemic, quite honestly. We literally needed to transform our business model overnight, and the stakes were the highest imaginable, literally life and death. And so we had to learn new ways of doing things. We had to adjust our protocols, and we had to do that sometimes several times a day. It is really getting everyone to find new ways of doing things, to assimilate the information, to create protocols, and to execute on those flawlessly that makes us a wonderful learning organization.
So how do you do that? How do you come up with the ideas? You're fairly dispersed, but you are dealing real time with dramatic change.
It was really a bit of foot on the accelerator, foot on the brake. And we created an emergency command center at the beginning of the pandemic that was a cross-functional team of experts from all disciplines that you can imagine. And if it was a big issue that affected us company-wide, our ERC made the decision. Once that decision was made, we would push it down to the communities and they would execute it. But as things change, you want the decisions to be made as close to the resident as possible. So that's where the local communities would adapt the protocols to their local conditions. So foot on the accelerator, foot on the brake, back and forth between local and corporate oversight.
How do people determine when to put on the accelerator and when to brake?
If you think about the foot on the accelerator, that is where you had a course of action that you wanted to take and you wanted to take it quickly. My favorite example of foot on the accelerator is after we got our residents prioritized to receive the vaccine, we wanted to get every community vaccinated as quickly as possible. And in just about a month, we had offered vaccines to every single resident and every single associate in our communities in just about a month. So that was foot on the gas. Foot on the brake is when you see the need to close the communities for the protection of the residents. So at the beginning of the pandemic, we understood that seeing people face-to-face was a challenge, and so we needed to stop allowing visitors. We needed to stop having our seniors congregate in the dining rooms, and that was the foot on the brake.
And that really seems to be at the core of transformation, in a sense, because you're growing as an organization, but now you have this. Talk about how you really do that in a healthcare model, because so much is going on, as you were talking about, during the pandemic.
In healthcare, the patient is at the center of everything. So our North Star, our guiding light, was the health and well-being of our residents, our patients, and associates. So that was at the center of every decision that we made. And so when it was no longer safe to take our residents out to the doctor, we brought the doctors to them through telehealth, and that allowed them to get high-quality health care from the convenience of their own home. So that is a perfect example of being clear on your mission, being clear on why you exist, and transforming your organization to find a better way to move forward. It's something that will stay with us forever.
And how involved are you really as CEO in technology and innovation and driving all these ideas when you are having your foot on the accelerator?
I am involved, and I'm also smart enough to know that there are things that I'm not the person who should make a decision. So when it came to something like telehealth, I relied very heavily on our clinical team to vet providers to understand how it could work.
More the clinical team than the technology team.
Well, I also was going to say that we needed to leverage our IT team as well. And so the clinical team is, what is the resident or patient experience? We basically serve residents who are in their mid-80s. And so we needed to make sure that it was simple for them. But the technology team would also make sure that it would be HIPAA compliant, that we didn't have to worry about a cyber attack stealing the residents' data.
What advice do you have to other CEOs that you experienced empirically?
What you have to do is set very clear goals. For us, it was all about the health and well-being of our residents, our patients, and our associates. And so what we needed to do was not figure out whether we would succeed, but we needed to figure out how we would succeed. And we were relentless. So if we got a roadblock in one potential solution, we would back up, we would pivot, we would go a different direction, and we would continue that until we found a solution that would give our residents and our patients what they needed. It really is so encouraging to see what a lot of mission-driven servant leaders can accomplish when they're working together to solve problems. That's why I'm so proud of our Brookdale Everyday Heroes.
And while you were doing that, I know that you were focused on gender parity and you were focused on having people of color in leadership positions. How did you manage to operate and pull that together while you're driving a car, you know, when your analogy of foot on the brake accelerator, 65 miles an hour, and you're changing the tire at the same time?
Look, there's no question that diverse teams perform better. And having different perspectives, whether it's from different genders or different ethnic backgrounds, it really helps you move more quickly because you can understand the problem from multiple angles. And so it's really not a question of whether it's the right thing to do. It's a question about how you do it. And for us, it was about ensuring that everyone had a voice and that everyone was comfortable bringing their expertise to bear on the problems that we had to solve.
Let's talk about women in leadership. Now, for me, this is a personal passion. About a dozen years ago in my Forbes column, I was writing we needed to have 50 Fortune 500 women CEOs. This year we're at 43, and I believe is the year we're going to actually make it. Being in a position like you are in, what advice do you have to women in leadership, how they can become CEOs?
I think that success is focusing on what matters most. If you go in, you solve difficult problems, you team with other people, you create solutions, ultimately you're going to get noticed and you're going to get the chance to succeed. Quite honestly, when I became the CEO of Brookdale, it's not a position that I was seeking. They sought me out because of my reputation as a problem solver.
So problem solving is a core element. How about managing P&L?
You can't run a business unless you understand a P&L, right? Because at the end of the day, we have no mission if we have no margin. So really understanding the P&L is critically important to that. You have to build a culture and create a culture. Being a CEO is about creating the possibilities, creating a vision that everyone wants to be part of. For me, at Brookdale, I wanted to create a business that would last forever. And the reason that I wanted to do that is because what we do is so important. We help people age better. And so creating the culture where everybody could help make that a reality is a big part of being a CEO.
You told me before, you know, when we were talking, that really it's an organization at the intersection of healthcare, hospitality, and real estate. How do you really focus on Brookdale's brand positioning when you have three different components? And you're also spread throughout over 40 states. you know, over 45,000 people, over 700 locations. How do you actually come up with the branding model? What is your role as CEO in that?
Our brand is really about being the sage, about being the company that can help with the challenges of aging. And so that's something that we provide expert information about financial well-being, about emotional well-being, about physical well-being, about all of the elements of health. But it's also something that people need to experience what it's like in our communities. And so we were very proud that Facebook recognized us for our social media during the pandemic because people could see what was happening within our communities. And it was very authentic. They could see residents engaging in activities. When we needed to mask, they could see the residents and the associates wearing masks. We did a video every 3 days at the beginning of the pandemic so that people could see what we were focused on. It's things like that that really bring your brand to life.
We are about to take a break now for a commercial, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the final topic, which is life-changing lessons that you've gone through and what you learned from them. Back in a few.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Cindy Beyer. Good to have you back on the show.
Thank you.
How much do you engage communities when you're thinking about your brand? How much do you do in terms of advertising or other types? And how much do you get the families to be involved in the message? Because it sounds like you've done great work in social media, and I want to take it a step even deeper in terms of what's at the core of what's driving the brand.
So at the core of the brand is really the resident and the family and the experience that they have within our communities. We were very proud that during 2020, we received the J.D. Power Award for customer satisfaction in assisted living and memory care. And that is because we put the resident and the family at the center of our decisions. So when you have that as the core, then you have a great referral engine because everybody is looking for help with solving problems. And so what resident doesn't want to be surrounded by good friends? And that helps you build your brand. And then you add to it the other elements of marketing or advertising, and it grows from there. But everything really starts with what happens in the community, because we build our business one relationship at a time.
When you're talking about your customer experience, patient experience, community, and winning the J.D. Power Award, it was really a lot of work to get there, and I commend you on that. You know, I know you became CEO in February of 2018, and you had a concept called winning locally. Talk about the whole journey that you took to get to the point where J.D. Power is saying you are the number one.
Well, it was pretty big transformation. When I took over, basically the company was focused on a national strategy, but my strategy was different than that. And so we took the company to a winning locally strategy where it was about what happened in the communities, but we would give them the ability to deliver differentiated service through best-in-class scale. And so it was really leveraging our corporate infrastructure to make the communities have an easier time delighting their residents. And so it was a pretty long, hard journey. It's been 3 years now, but we allow our community leaders to act like CEOs of their own community and to take advantage of the deep expertise that we have in clinical, in resident engagement, in healthcare services. No one has the ability to offer what we can to our residents and our patients.
And so what you're trying to do, it was interesting. You just said that you view, it's almost like you've 700 CEOs that you're overseeing. I remember a couple of years back, I was talking with Bill Marriott. He actually goes by Mr. Marriott always. And I asked him, I said, well, it's almost like you have 3,000 CEOs. How do you manage them? He says, oh, I walk around. And I said, and what do you look for? He says, I look at their eyes. I said, well, what do you see when you look at their eyes? And he said, well, if their eyes are looking down when I hold a big group meeting, that means they don't know their employee's name and they're looking at their name badge. What do you do as to help your, call it 700 CEOs, become even more effective?
So I like to spend a lot of time in our communities. And in fact, one of the steps on the journey to where we are today is something that we call community learning visits. So when I first became the CEO, I spent a week working in the communities, doing everything from cleaning rooms to cooking meals for our residents to serving in the dining rooms. And I used my two ears to listen. And that was to listen to the associates to see what they needed to have a better experience, and to our residents about what was working well and what could be improved. We also formed a National Resident Advisory Council, and that gives us the benefit of getting the nationwide perspective all at once. And so getting to hear differing resident viewpoints about a topic that we're interested in to help us be better has been incredible. But as it relates to our local communities, spending time with them, talking to them, engaging them, trying to figure out what their challenges are and how to make their lives easier, that's how I spend a lot of my time.
And now we're going to talk about experiences that were really life-changing. And you won all sorts of awards, 2019, 2020, top executive in Nashville and in Tennessee. But also, you have gone through experiences to get to where you are. If you look back at your whole career, what was an incident that was really life-changing for you that you learned from and helped you become the leader you are today?
There are really two. When I was in middle school, my mom had a severe car accident, and she almost died. And I became a caregiver before I was even in high school. And so that really gave me the perspective that you really need to help take care of people, and that's what brought me to Brookdale. But in the last year, the most impactful experience that I have is I almost lost my sister. She was very sick and quite honestly would have died but for a liver transplant. And so I could not imagine losing her. And so together we searched for solutions and we found a way to get her a life-saving liver transplant. And today she is happy and healthy and thriving.
And where do you take your think time? Is it you've gathered all this information? Does Cindy Byer sit down in the morning with a cup of coffee and say, let me think about this situation? Because you really handled numerous things at a time. We're talking about how you saved your sister's life while you're saving lives of your residents. You're working in the whole communities, and not to mention, you gave out 100,000 vaccines now already. So where does all the thinking process come?
I think at the end of the day, you're always thinking. And during the pandemic, everyone at Brookdale worked really long days. We started at 5:30 in the morning, and we would end near midnight. So you're always thinking and always trying to figure out how to move and how to maneuver. And you're trying to pass the ball to the person who has the best ability to solve the problem. But for me, between 5:30 in the morning and 8 is my favorite time because it tends to be a little bit quieter. There are fewer people in the office. And so if I have to reflect, that's usually the best time for me to do so.
The final question I want to ask you, which goes into the whole growth and transformation, is HCA Healthcare, one of the largest organizations in the world, also in Tennessee. And, you know, I think over 180 hospitals, over $50 billion in revenue. You now have a new alliance with them. And certain things, obviously, you can't tell us, but tell us what prompted you and why you made this alliance.
So our North Star is our residents and our patients and making their lives the best that it can possibly be. And healthcare is going through a tremendous transformation. By the partnership that we'll have with HCA Healthcare, we can make their lives better because we can give them a more seamless experience in the quality of the care that they receive and make the access to additional healthcare services much easier. So really, it's about focusing on our mission, which is to be the nation's first choice in senior living, and trying to find ways to make that experience for the resident and the patient even better than it is today.
And there you have it. Wonderful having you on the CEO show, Cindy.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
America, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Ben Weiss. How are you, Ben?
I'm good, Robert.
Good to be with you again. And Ben is the founder of Buy Beverages, as you'll hear in the story. He sold later on. And then he did part two, which is wrote a book called Basementality, and then founded a company called Crook and Marker, which again is reinventing the beverage industry. And you call it Bevolution, right? I'm not sure if you coined that or not.
I do call it a Bevolution. I'm not sure we're reinventing anything, but we're certainly doing our share to disrupt the beverage industry and to get the consumer the better-for-you products that they're looking for.
So let's look at this like a play. Everyone listening in, watching in, we're going to have Act 1 and Act 2. So Act 1, buy. It's 2009. Talk about what your big idea was and then the challenges you had to overcome to build this.
In 2009, I had spent my whole career in beverage, in and around beverage, but I had made the decision by my wife's urging to get from what she called behind the counter. I had spent a lot of time creating made-for-you, made-to-order beverages, like Choco Elixir at Godiva, and other beverages that required a barista or a person to make the beverage. And she said, well, it's time to get from behind the counter. And I created what now is referred to as a ready-to-drink beverage, which is a beverage that you would be able to purchase right out of a cooler. And that was a big moment that my wife had where she tapped me on the shoulder and said, it's time.
When she told you that, did you already know it was time and you needed the urging? Or what was the dynamic between your wife and you?
We were headed in that direction with this idea. So it was kind of inevitable. I didn't feel the sense of urgency, but, you know, we discovered this really cool source of antioxidants, which I found relevant, which is the coffee fruit. And I wanted to use it as a way to infuse into beverages an evolution of vitamins and vitamin water. And I thought it was a cool and interesting and intriguing way of delivering antioxidants. And I just wanted to make it taste good and put a cap on it and sell it.
What were the biggest challenges you had to overcome to build to the point that actually you sold, I think it's about 8 years later, for $1.7 billion to Dr. Pepper Snapple?
Well, listen, the first step is, like I always say, get the product to taste good and look good, and then really go out there. And in our industry, in the beverage industry, you can literally go out there on your own and knock on some doors and get in front of consumers. And that's what we did in the year zero, which I affectionately call the year when you're starting and nobody cares about your product. They're happy drinking something else. But you feel like you've found your place in the world and how you're going to fit within the industry. And I just took that locally alongside my dad to stores that allowed us to put the product on their shelf and to put a folding table in front of the cooler. And that's what we did, you know. So, yes, the long and short of it is that journey, which became an 8-9 year journey, required us to figure out distribution and how to use the very people we were looking to disrupt, which are these beverage companies, as a route to market. But really, that didn't happen until year four. Up until year four, Bob was a very regional brand that was really trying to understand its, you know, role and relevance in the industry. And I think it was that discipline early on that allowed us to really understand what made this brand special and why consumers were drawn to it. And that was the first, call it 3-4 years. You know, it was obviously bigger than Princeton, but it became regional. It became big, not in New York City. It became big in Fairfield County, Connecticut, in Pennsylvania. So we found markets where we found distributors who shared our vision, and we just kind of went deep in those markets with them, and it became a powerful brand.
One of the powerful things, I think, was the actual product, because I loved how low it was in calories and carbs and everything. How did you really turn it into a company? You had a great product. That's the first thing all entrepreneurs want to know, is how they build something from scratch and sell to a major company a couple of years later for $1.7 billion. That's a recipe a lot of people want to follow.
Yeah, I mean, therein lies the journey, right? I actually, in speaking with a lot of entrepreneurs, I wonder if they spend enough time on the journey. I think, you know, like a good book, you kind of want to just kind of get through the beginning and then figure out the end. And you really don't take the time to enjoy the whole book. Well, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs are going to get smitten with their idea. And they'll dream about that idea and how big it can become. But then you got to connect the dots. And I'm a big proponent that you think big, but you act small. And, you know, and it's everything in between. And you kind of tether yourself to the big idea with a plan. And, you know, invariably you're going to get that plan wrong, but you use it as your guide, along the way. And along the way, you do the pivoting that you need to do, that every brand, you know, has to do to find its place. They don't come out, I always say these brands don't come out happy, like babies. They don't come out, you know, smiling. They come out crying. They're destined to fail. And it's your job as an entrepreneur, just as it is with a parent, to nurture the baby to a point where it stops crying, it crawls, it walks, and then eventually runs. And for us, we just spent a lot of time enjoying the process of watching this brand crawl, watching it kind of walk. And, you know, it took 4 years for it to start to run. And I think it was the patience early on that allowed the brand to do some extraordinary things. That don't come up in the big headline of $1.7 billion. We had a 9% aided brand awareness with $120 million in sales, which... that means if you held this brand up and said to 100 people, do you know it? 9 people would say they even heard of it. And yet 72% of them, if they drank it, would repurchase it. And we already built a company over $100 million in sales. I don't know if that's been done in the beverage space, but that's something I'm really proud of because it speaks to the loyalty of that consumer. And really, at that point is when you start spending money and do Super Bowl commercials and brand it.
So you mentioned the word pivot. The ultimate pivot is once you sell your company for $1.7 billion, now you're a young guy, you're creative. I mean, I know you. You have a lot of energy, thoughts bouncing around day in, day out. You write a book, Base Mentality, and you start Crooked Marker and completely reinvent again.
Well, the book for me was, quite frankly, therapy. I always said, alongside Eric Quinones, who helped write the book, I said, we're going to tell a love story here of an entrepreneur who just loved his product more than most people in the industry loved their product. And quite frankly, loved the people alongside him that were willing to do what he was willing to do because they saw what he saw. And that to me is just, that defines entrepreneurship, defines that journey. And for me, it's also very tiring to do that for 9 years because you're dreaming. You're dreaming alongside people. Sometimes you're dreaming for people, which is even more tiring. But the book was a way to understand and appreciate, quite frankly, the role that the entrepreneur plays in a $1.7 billion exit. And to just catch my breath. And when I caught my breath, all I did was follow my same consumer that we had been intimate with, this millennial consumer, who we helped reshape the way they drink. They were just taking their drinking habits into alcohol because in 2017, they all became legal drinking age.
What happens when your consumer, they followed by for all these years, and now we're going to talk about the whole marketing and branding, and you see that they become legal age. So now they're drinking alcohol. You sort of lost your whole core consumer. How do you focus on marketing and branding with Crook and Marker there?
Well, I don't think we lose them because, I mean, it's a different drinking occasion. I hope drinking alcohol rather than drinking non-alc. What you did lose, or what I saw, which was the cue, which for me was the cue, was people were using our beverage to kind of mix with alcohol. So we saw that a lot online, socially. And it just kind of made sense that we would create a ready-to-drink beverage with alcohol. And the alcohol we created, quite frankly, was unique to the industry. We figured out how to make organic ancient grains like quinoa, amaranth, millet, and cassava root into alcohol. So now not only do you have this great delivery of flavor without sugar, but you've got it sitting on top of a base of alcohol that is truly unique and better for you. So for us, the opportunity was that this consumer is now also in alcohol, and they are shunning beer like they shunned soda. So for us, it was kind of intuitive that we would take the journey with them. Kind of in the early phase, they sacrificed flavor by going to seltzer. We knew we would be sitting there with big, bold flavor they can trust, which is actually happening right now in the industry. So it's pretty cool to see.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're talking with a true industry disruptor in terms of creating a bevolution, first with Buy and then with Crook & Marker. And this is Ben Weiss. When we come back, we're going to talk about a concept, a core of entrepreneurship called the balloon concept that Ben came up with. Back in a few.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here with Ben Weiss, who is the founder of Buy, and then after that of Crook and Marker. And you have a concept called the balloon. So explain what that is.
It's driving home this idea that young brands get marginalized every day. So I convince everybody at Crook and Marker that going to work is like blowing up a balloon, and every morning, you know, as you're getting dressed, the last thing you do is you envision yourself blowing up a big red balloon. And that balloon, you know, like every other balloon you've blown up in your life, it's that last breath where you're saying, should I give it another breath or is it going to pop in my face? That, to me, defines audacity, right? So when you give it that last breath and it doesn't pop, the concept is you hold that balloon. You don't tie it. But all day, you're holding that balloon. Because your day will be met with marginalization. Everybody you meet is going to try to take some air out of that balloon. Oh, it's too expensive. Oh, it doesn't taste right. Oh, you can only have this many facings, not this many facings. Whatever it may be, the list goes on and on. And your job as an entrepreneur that is trying to innovate into an industry of legacy brands is to hold that balloon as tight as you can and not let air out of it. And then at the end of the day, you be honest with yourself and you look at it. Does it look like the balloon I blew up in the morning, or did I really kind of make some decisions that helped marginalize the brand? And you know, the goal of the imagery, the purpose of this whole experience is that, you know, it gives you your edge. You're like, don't take any air out of my balloon. Today, you know, I got up today with a vision for this brand and I'm going to see it through. And that takes, you know, some patience, a lot of perseverance, and a good amount of fight.
Let's talk about, in everything you've done, marketing and branding, it was really interesting because there's a whole movement to go into spiked seltzer, and you sort of went counterintuitive, and you said, we are going to become the other side of seltzer. Talk about what your thinking was and how that actually played out in the market.
I saw a tsunami hitting the alcohol industry at around 2017 with the birth of seltzer. It hit it hard. And like I said, the reason it came fast and furious is because the millennial demographic in 2017, the whole demographic, 80 million strong, became legal drinking age. That created this massive tidal wave that hit beer. And it came in the form of hard seltzer. And it would have been very easy for us to just create a lightly carbonated, barely flavored, bland product, join that movement and do really well. And I always tell the people involved early on, I'm like, we're that little boat that's going up over the wave, not with the wave. We could have put the oar in the water and turned the thing around and we would have been cruising. But the goal is to get over the wave before it crashes. Because people leave seltzer as quickly as they went there because they get bored with it. And then they get frustrated. So I wanted to be on the other side of that. And on the other side of that big wave, if you're fortunate enough to get there, you look over your shoulder and you look to the horizon. And Rob, you see that little bump on the horizon? Well, that's the next wave coming. And that's where you start to row. And I said, that's the wave I want to catch. Because that's the sustainable wave. That's the wave that if you get in front of that wave, you've reinvented the category. Because seltzer is not reinventing the category. Seltzer is just playing it safe. And Better for you doesn't have to be playing it safe. It just has to be flavor that you can trust. So I think I can proudly say that we got over the crest of that wave in 2.5 years. And that was tough. Most brands would have tumbled with it. But on the other side of buy, we did have some resources. We did have a reputation. And we did have some relevance that allowed us to do certain things that other small entrepreneurial companies in this space couldn't do. And just getting over the wave was a huge accomplishment. Now, you can't see that in a business plan. Nothing would highlight the accomplishment to others if you weren't a part of it. And it's fueling our evolution because that was a big fight to get on the other side of that wave. And that puts this brand in position to build a really unique, authentic relationship with this consumer who is changing alcohol forever.
How do you operationalize with your whole organization your leadership concept of getting on the other side of the wave?
You know, it's a great question. I don't want to get too in the details with it, but I will say early on, you're pounding on tables and you're telling people, we are not a hard seltzer. And the problem is if they identify you as a hard seltzer, you're just going to go with the wave. They're going to marginalize your brand. They're going to treat you like that. And you're going to be a fringe player amongst some behemoths in seltzer. And what we're saying is we're not, but all they're hearing is, you are. So it wasn't until we figured out who we were. And that was probably a year and a half into it, we realized that we are an organic supergrain alcohol. And those are three words that changed our lives because it made the difference between telling people who we're not and telling people who we were. And when you can go into a meeting and say, hey, this is who we are, it's a completely different dynamic. Now, especially as the industry is starting to mature and you're not seeing triple-digit growth in seltzer anymore, now everybody in the industry, the same people that were trying to marginalize you, all have their ears up and they're saying, okay, I get it. There's a lot of seltzer out there. What's next? And now they're sitting there and we're saying, well, organic super grain alcohol. That's next. And that's starting to resonate. And that, Robert, is getting over the wave.
Final question. What is your advice to entrepreneurs from a person who's taken one organization, built it in under a decade to sell to $1.7 billion, and then built another organization and again is disrupting the major beverage industry? A lot of entrepreneurs want to know what is at the core, the essence systemically of what they need to do to bring a vision to fruition.
I would say dream big, act small, and don't be afraid to fail. And each of them sound a little hokey, you know, in and of themselves, but the reality, it's the combination of those three things. You know, you dream big with a plan, you know, a beginning, a middle, and end to whatever that idea is. You act small, you're obsessed about that product, you're neurotic about people marginalizing it. That's important. And accept that certain ideas that you have fail. And doesn't mean the brand will fail, but it could ultimately mean that because it's really about the journey in between. I've failed more than I've succeeded and I've never regretted any of those brands or those businesses. And, you know, then you become the right entrepreneur at the right time with the right idea. And for me, that was buy, but that was also 20 years into my entrepreneurial journey.
And there you have it. We're speaking with Ben Weiss. What a pleasure it is to speak with you. Congratulations on all of your successes from Buy to Base Mentality to Crook and Marker.
That means a lot. Thank you so much.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.